Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 246 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're in the monsters section. We're starting on the second of the entity creatures, the immaterial spiritual creatures in this bestiary today. That creature is the entity colon haunting, a monster that is so close to being a ghost, but just not quite. The way it works is an entity colon haunting is not really an ex-person, the way that a true ghost is. Quote, a haunting entity is a misguided and confused psychic bloodhound. Although we cannot see it, intelligent life forms leave a psychic impression wherever they have been. Our homes and workplaces hold the strongest emanations because that is where we spend most of our time. Generally, the psychic impressions fade or are so weak that they are imperceptible. However, strong emotions such as intense hatred, love, desire, anger, sorrow, and so on leave a deep, lasting mark, a psychic impression that the haunting entity sees and feels in every way. Now, the text goes on to describe that what happens is a haunting entity, which is sort of a blank spiritual slate, is drifting around. It finds one of these strong impressions, latches onto it, relives the emotions and memories of the person who had the experiences that left those impressions, and the haunting entity begins to identify with the person involved in these psychic impressions, so much so that it believes that it is that person. But it's very limited. It only has the memories and feelings and potential of that one moment, which is why haunting entities are perceived as ghosts who like keep repeating the same action, right? Like if there was a murder somewhere, it left a big impression. So, you know, every night at midnight or whatever, the haunting entity will scream out and like appear as like a bloodied victim and stagger and fall out the window or whatever, just like happened on the night of the actual murder. But it just does that every night because it's not the whole person. It's just like basically a dumb ghost who got sucked into the memory of that happening and now thinks it is that person and that it's happening to it every night at midnight. Now this page, I think disappointingly, offers that those ghost stories about like sending ghosts to their final rest by resolving their unfinished business, those are haunting entities. So if your dead grandmother appears to you and tells you, oh, I need you to go into the old house and find my hidden scrapbook so the family can see all of the memories we had together, whatever. That's not your grandma. That's a really dumb ghost who stumbled into your grandma's memories and now thinks it's your grandma and won't leave until you're like, okay, grandma, here's your scrapbook. I love you so much. And that makes the dumb ghost that thinks it's your grandma feel better. And that gets it unstuck from the flypaper that is your grandma's psychic impression. And it can go do other shit because it has no afterlife to go to because it's not dead. It's just a dumbass. I think this substantially diminishes the emotional impact of meeting the ghost of your dead grandma. So I'm not super in favor of this usage of the haunting entity. However, I accept it for what it is. Good idea, bad idea. It is what it is. The author's telling me this is what a haunting entity is. I accept it. It's a dumbass ghost, a blank slate, so weak in ego that when it stumbles across this sort of like floating memory of somebody having done something, it's like, that's me. I am that. Let me LARP it forever. No will of its own, no identity until it latches on to something it finds. Now, this next bit, if you're a dedicated Palladium fan and a longtime listener, it's going to drive you up the fucking wall. Get ready for this. Having accepted what the haunting entity is, quote, alignment, colon, any, varies widely. By nature, this entity is the closest thing to a true neutral as is possible. It simply wanders the world without a care, desire, hope, dream, aspiration, or involvement in anything. We will call it a passive anarchist. Fuck you, author of Beyond the Supernatural. Palladium books have been telling us ever since the very fucking beginning that there is no such thing as a neutral alignment. They go so far as to say this is one of the few truly rock-solid, unbreakable rules of Palladium. You can do whatever you want with any Palladium game, except if you try to create a neutral alignment in this perfectly calibrated alignment system that they've got going, Palladium will, I don't know, sue you, throw bricks through your window, seize your books, activate the remote self-destruct on all of your Palladium products. It is an unbreakable rule of Palladium that there is no such thing as neutral. However, in the case of the entity, this is a creature with no desires, no hopes, no dreams, no aspirations, no involvement in anything. It has no feelings, no thoughts, no values, nothing, until it latches onto and identifies with a memory. In that natural state, is it neutral? No, God forbid. There's, as you know, no such thing as neutral. Let's call it a passive anarchist. Let's make up a new alignment out of fucking nowhere with no definition called the passive anarchist, which is like, it's like, you know how if you have an inert being with barely any consciousness, only the barest glimmer of sentience and no thoughts or desires or values or connections or memories of any kind, how that's like basically like it's kind of a version of being a selfish hooligan, only except you don't feel or want or do anything and you have basically no identity. Like if you wanted to rob a bank and knew what a bank was and wanted money and had feelings and had judgment and had values and had enough consciousness to identify a bank and could do things, then you would rob a bank. So you're, it's like you're basically a criminal waiting to happen upon attaining ego. So let's call it a passive anarchist, because as you know, there's no such thing as neutral. As I speak, it is 10:30 in the morning. I am still working on my cup of decaf placebo coffee, which is the last of the hotel coffee. And I'm looking now at this cup, this purple and black cup in front of me, and I am struck by an ethical and metaphysical quandary. In the world of Palladium Games, in the Megaverse, is this cup of decaf coffee a passive anarchist? Is this cup of coffee a bank robber waiting to happen? On a fundamental level, is this cup of decaf coffee selfish? If it had a self, it would put itself first. Is this cup a sinner? A passive sinner? I'll grant you, but a sinner? If I kill this cup, will it go to purgatory? This is fucking ridiculous. I don't think I have anything else to say about it. It's just the dumbest thing on this page. You've created essentially an inanimate object. Basically, it's an even object. Like, it's immaterial. It's invisible. It's invisible, immaterial, and has nothing going on internally. It's as close as it comes to being non-existent, and you're still going to pass a moral judgment on it. You're still going to say, even a thing that barely exists and has no consciousness can't be neutral. How committed are you to this indefensible, 25-year-old stance that you've taken? You still can't fucking admit that you're wrong. Even a blob of emotionless ectoplasm floating invisibly in the void has to take a fucking side in the Megaverse. It's so incredibly dumb. Just admit it. Just admit that neutral is a thing. I'm not saying for people. I'm not even saying for animals. Like, if you want to say, well, the way that a badger behaves, it's a little uncouth, isn't it? A badger is basically an anarchist. Fine. You know what? If that's your moral universe, have at it. But an innocent blob of ectoplasm? Come on, passive anarchist. Have the fucking courage. Either make a new alignment that is neutral, just for basically inanimate blobs of ectoplasm, or pick one that already exists. Passive anarchist. Not even anarchist. You don't even have the courage of your convictions to fit it into your own bullshit moral framework. You're going to invent a new alignment, but it's still an alignment. It's still... If there were two pieces of pizza left and one of them were bigger than the other, the blob of inanimate ectoplasm would tend to drift toward the bigger piece, because it is a passive anarchist. It's selfish at its slimy fucking core. Get out of here. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying me not talking very specifically about the haunting entity itself, because that's going to continue tomorrow with a general criticism that applies to a lot of monsters in this section on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zimbita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.